That is using something we call wattles, which is you take sticks of what people locally call the clary cedar tree or the rain tree, or and you place it horizontal across the contour along the riverbank, and they would coppice, as we say in the scientific term, or true root, and start to grow as trees. Some you stick upright, some you stick across the bank. Sort of like a network to hold the bank up, and then the roots will grow and it will stabilize the bank. We do a vegetative stabilization. It takes a longer time to establish itself, but the roots bury into the soil and actually bind the material, so it's more stable over a longer term. And if you look along several of the rivers that were devastated during the Christmas Eve floods, you would notice that there were some trees still standing unmoved from the riverbanks, whereas stones that weigh several tons were just picked up and moved. But the trees, because their root system is in the bank so deep that they held up the bank. So when you're doing riverbank stabilization, it's good to, in combination with using the solid structures, maybe back walls and so on, is to incorporate some vegetative protection.